the name I recognized. I said, Leanne Rimes is calling you. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're just like co-stars in this movie. So she's just calling to like talk about character work.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, great. Then she says, a month later in March 2009 on St. Patrick's Day, when I had plans with Eddie and his best friend to visit my friend Stacy at work. Stacy was the bartender on the Hills. We were all going to hang out after. But before we met up, I got a call from Eddie's best friend saying Eddie wasn't going to make it. I thought, why? What now? When I questioned him, his best friend shared the news that the following morning, Eddie's affair with Leanne Rimes was going to be on the cover of Us Weekly. So he sends his best friend to be like, oh, by the way, like, he's been cheating on you too. He can't come to Stacy's.
Yeah. And by the way, I also love in the middle of the story, she's like, let me just name drop Stacy. Like, in case you don't know who Stacy is, she was on the Hills. So everyone just like pause and reflect on that for one moment before we go further on with this scandal that I'm part of.
I know. But it also makes sense because it's like, yeah, you were just like of reality TV weird worlds long before you ever walked in front of those cameras. Well, then she's like, the only time I spoke to Eddie after that is when his friend, again, bro code, you sick fucks, contacted me on a three-way phone call to ask if I could do Eddie a favor, meet with Eddie's lawyer, and go on the record saying he'd never cheated on Leanne with Sheena, which is crazy because now he's like tied his bag to Leanne and Leanne's like, wait, were you fucking other people and not me? And he's like, no, never, never. Calls up Sheena. He's like, hey, will you sign this legal document saying I never cheated on the woman with all the money who I'm going to try and be with? And Sheena says, okay.
Sure. I'll do it.
No problem.
People pleaser. Yeah. Silly me. I went
drives
and signed it.
Drives to Beverly Hills and signs that shit.
Yes. That is... And then didn't they have sex afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad she's saying it in the book, to which I say, I guess there was not an NDA with whatever you signed. That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, I think also Sheena doesn't care because she's like, okay, then I'm going to fuck John Mayer. And immediately is having sex with John Mayer. And then the next page is like, okay, did John Mayer and Eddie overlap? Yes. But I was an exclusive with Eddie, so it was fine. So I think when all this comes out, like, she doesn't care. She's currently having sex with someone even more famous than Jesse Metcalf.
Yeah. And in fact, by the way, like, so much of this book are asides that say, I mean, which was fine because we weren't exclusive. And she even says it about her mom. She's like, well, yeah, my mom was seeing two people, Raul and Ron. But it was fine because they weren't exclusive. Everything is about, but it's fine. They weren't exclusive. Ongoing theme in the story. But it is impressive that she went up. John Mayer circa 2009. That was arguably peak John Mayer. That was when he was still had songs on the radio that were like,
how,
you know.
Did he have the time? Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Aniston, Sheena Shea, Katy Perry, Ricky Lake. These are just the ones we know.
Ricky Lake?
Okay, now here's the crazy tie-in with this book. Okay, so she's like, John and I were like sleeping together all the time. He was also coming to the cigar club, right? Then one of Sheena's friends like told the tabloids that they were dating and John never wanted to see her again because John's like really private, right? And so then she never got to see him again. John, one night in Ricky Lake's memoir, is like, I've always loved you. You've always been the most perfect woman. I've always wanted to fuck you. And Ricky Lake is what? Ricky Lake has like just gone on some insane diet and is like, me? Who, me? And then she's like, I'm in love with you. And then she tells her friend who's in PR and John is like, you've betrayed me. I'll never talk to you again. And in the book, Ricky Lake is like, I felt so horrible. I'm so sorry, John. I didn't know. And I'm like, oh, this little bitch in multiple memoirs is sleeping with women, but is like, but I'm private. You're a stupid whore for telling people it's over. It's like, yeah, because the other 30 women will find out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is like classic fuckboy behavior. This is like the equivalent of saying, like, I just want to take things slow, right? Which is, and then the moment you tell your publicist, it's like, oh, you're crazy. She's crazy right now. He was just looking for an out in both relationships. Just, you know, why are you dating so many high profile women if you don't want, if you want to keep it private? Why aren't you dating like a kindergarten teacher or something? Or just like someone who works in marketing?
It is like, it's the equivalent of like, oh, I'm not really on Instagram, so like don't tag me. Or I'm not really on Instagram, so like everything's like locked and I'm not going to follow you back because I don't care about social media. It's like, oh, you're a cheater.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So, okay.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. I know we already talked about Jesse Metcalf, but I was so amused by the Jesse Metcalf section. It was very brief. But I was amused at how, like, even for Sheena, and I adore Sheena. I just want to say I adore